Welcome to the PlayStation 5 Central Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Dan Allen of Dan Allen Gaming. I'm joined by Vikarth, the co-founder of Dan Allen Gaming. How are you, Vikarth?
I like to announce that I'm the CEO of Dan Allen Gaming.
They've given you the position of CEO after your success with the one video you produced on the channel, and that is...
I created, I did the writing.
Is it too realistic, Biker? That's the question.
It's the game that actually makes Call of Duty look soft.
Really?
So, yeah.
You know what's funny? We haven't heard a thing about that game. What's happening? Don't tell me it's cancelled again.
You'll be sure to know that the PS5 Central Podcast will cover it day one. We'll be the first to cover it. Mm. Dan and myself will be flying to Fallujah to cover the game.
6 days of Fallujah.
We'll be there for 6 days.
Is anyone hyped for this game?
I think it's a controversy that's bringing the hype. So when it comes back into the conversation and the media hype it all up and the games media, then it'll be in conversation.
I think now that we've got three big hitting shooters at the end of the year, I would be a betting man and say they're pushing a next year, Vikarth.
Yeah, I think that's a smart decision. I don't think you should compete against the monoliths that are Call of Duty and Battlefield.
Now, Call of Duty, we've got some news on Vanguard, which is the new title. Yes. It's supposedly coming out, this isn't confirmation, but the 6th of November, okay?
Which is now, expected, right around the release window that they usually come out.
Now, Battlefield 2042, that's the 22nd of October, that's releasing. So 2 weeks before COD. So where does Halo fit in here, Vikarth? Will they go after COD? Will they go in the middle? What's the best spot, do you think, for them to come in? Halo Infinite.
It's a good point. You would think Halo
Before you go, just do you remember Titanfall 2?
Yes, we do all remember the stupid decision EA made to put Titanfall in with their own game, Battlefield, with their own game. Their own game.
In the
they had two shooters. And in their infinite wisdom, they decided to bundle them together in the same game, in the same release window. And such a shame, because obviously Titanfall 2 was a very well-loved game, really great campaign and multiplayer, quite unique. And it just didn't get the love.
Had the same audience. They're going for the same audience, aren't they?
The unfortunate thing is it's probably the reason why it actually they haven't found a sequel yet. I mean, we've gotten Apex and Fallen Order from these guys, but it's probably the reason why, because of the bad sales that it got. And I think a large part of that was because of the window they released it in.
Yeah. So where do you think Halo comes in?
I'd have to say before, right? Because after, I think you don't want to, it looks ready to go. Look, I actually thought it would come out next year. So maybe they want to be on the safe side and pull it into next year or put it later. But December is always a risky window. You don't want to put games in December. I don't know.
That's what I thought. Everyone always said, don't put a game out in December because you're pushing it. You want to get some sales in November and then head into Christmas because people buy presents early and things like that. But then Cyberpunk goes on to sell 12 million in the state that it was in December. So it is still possible, depending on the game.
Yeah.
I reckon Halo, you don't want to go in the middle. So it's either the start or the end. It's either the last one to come out or the first.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it better to go first out of the three and get people hooked in, or will people then
I would say first, because once if you can sell the free-to-play multiplayer that Halo offers, then you've got your hooks into them before the free-to-play Call of Duty or Battlefield get their hooks into them. Because once their hooks are into those, the Battlefields and the CODs, it's hard to get them out of that and back into Halo. You know, I think you want to strike first in this scenario. But
so you reckon early October, something like that?
I think early. I just don't think it's going to be ready by early October. But if, let's say, theoretically they are, I'd say early October. I'd say go before.
I heard it's going close to gold.
Okay, well. then that could change things.
Yeah.
They've got a really interesting, I was telling Dan about this, they've got a really interesting movement system that is, will be really interesting to fiddle with and change. It will quite possibly change how that game is played multiplayer-wise. It's going to be a lot faster and a lot more fluid, that game. So I'm really looking at, really excited. I think it can be like a really good esport type game. Not that that's what it's for, but.
What do you think, Jordan? I just forgot. We forgot to mention Jordan's. It's like we just completely forgot about him.
We just dropped him and never mentioned it. No, he's
he's moving house, so he's unable to be here today. Yeah. So I'm curious to see how this all pans out, Vykov. But speaking of Call of Duty, Vanguard, the reveal is going to happen this
19th of October. 10:30 a.m. 19th of August, sorry. 10:30 a.m. Pacific time.
Which is in 3 a.m. here.
So definitely definitely a favorable time for us Australians.
Friday at 3 a.m.
And now, going by the previous Call of Duty in-game events, this is going to be very lackluster and underwhelming because it's not going to change the map. It's going to, all you're going to do is shoot something, survive some wave, and then we'll show the trailer. And then trailer will just be up on YouTube.
You just, right? You don't need to be there.
Yeah, this is what happened for the season 4. Like that, we all thought the map would change, whatever. Mm. All it did was just a cutscene of a nuke flying, and that was it. You know.
And the map became a bit brighter.
Yeah, that's it.
84. Yeah.
No, not even that. That was before. It was before all that when they thought the map would get nuked.
Oh.
Yeah, I think they didn't change the map.
The first one they ever did was a stadium one, where they opened up stadium.
Yeah, that was cool. I liked that idea. Because stadium was so... Remember stadium before? It was just such a useless place. But
yeah,
what, I think that... I think you just wait for YouTube, right? For me, like...
Well, there was always those rumors that they had a map in the mountains that they were working on that they scrapped. So what happened was... This is what I've been told. Take it with a grain of salt, but... they were working on the next Blackout. You know, remember Blackout? That was the battle royale. Yeah. So we're going to have Warzone and Blackout going, right? So then the next, so last year or this year was supposed to be Blackout, the new version, and it was going to be in the mountains and the map leak. You can look it up. But then because of the success of Warzone and the integrations they've done there, they just decided to go with that. That's why it's a bit confusing to people, where the multiplayer of Cold War, the engine is different to the Modern Warfare engine. Apparently, the next Call of Duty is on the same engine as Modern Warfare. Hopefully, that's not too confusing, what I just said. But anyway, yeah, 19th of August, in a couple of days, we're going to see this reveal.
I'm just very interested to see how Sledgehammer do, because they've been in trouble before. We know that, was it Black Ops 4? The campaign got cancelled. And so I think, was it Sledgehammer that were working on it? Or that might have been Treyarch, but...
Well, their game was supposed to come out last year.
Yeah, and it was in a bad state. The rumor was it was in such a bad state that they weren't going to release that. So...
They assisted Treyarch with the Black Ops Cold War campaign, I think, or something to do with them there. They also assisted on Modern Warfare. But their last actual game was World War II, 2017. So
that was okay. That wasn't too bad, but it wasn't amazing either.
So they've had 4 years, which is, to my knowledge, the longest any developers had with a COD.
My thinking is, how crazy is it to like switch developers? Like, what, did they have a copy of Cold War just ready to go or something? Like, they would have had to absolutely scram and scramble.
That's not what happened, is it? Because it's a very confusing what happened with Cold War, because Raven are on the box, Treyarch are on the box, and so are Sledgehammer. All three of them chipped in different areas. And there was another studio, I think, as well. One of those couple of hidden studios that work for Activision. I believe it is a Treyarch and Raven game together. Sledgehammer were off to the side.
So the rumor was, basically, this is for the 2020 Call of Duty that was meant to come out. So
that didn't come out.
Basically, that didn't come out. So Treyarch had to take over, apparently, because there were some serious issues that the game was having, that they were in a bit of a development strife. And Treyarch had to come in and take over. So,
but is that is that Vanguard or is that Cold War?
I think it's going to be Vanguard.
Mm.
I think it's going to be Vanguard. So,
yeah.
But that, yeah, they were slated to come out Call of Duty 2020. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it is a bit of a confusing story.
Yeah. Anyway, that's enough of that. Battlefield 2042 Vycarth. Some more news on that game?
Yeah, so there's just the rumor mill, obviously. There was a bit of a data mine, of course. This is where a lot of these leaks and rumors come from.
They're always true, though, the data mining on these
big games, aren't they?
They always seem to pan out right. Yeah.
So there was gameplay leaked or posted online. I think anywhere
this was a guy that got it early or whatever and was playing it, a QA tester, and he's done a dodgy and he's put it up online.
I'm pretty sure.
I saw it. I didn't want to give anyone views for putting that up, but I had to have a look, admittedly. Just a quick snippet. And it looked good. It looked good, but it was blurry and it's hard to tell. So I'll wait for the real thing.
Yeah. So there was a data mine that uncovered that there's a secret new hazard zone mode. So apparently it's going to play a lot like Escape from Tarkov, if you ever played that, or Hunt Showdown, where Escape from Tarkov from memory is basically where you have to it's got quite a following as well. Still to this day, it's got a pretty hardcore following, but you have to basically get to an extraction point on the map and you're fending off other teams. So it's sort of like BR Battle Royale, but except instead of a map closing in, you're trying to get to the extraction point. So yeah, it will be interesting to see how that goes and how that will play. But yeah,
that's what I sent you before. The Vanguard teased of, the tease game mode, the rumored game mode, the 3v3 mode, where there's eight teams with eight lives, and each round you get paired with a random team, and the objective is to be the last team standing. So it's like a mixed battle royale, 3v3 gunfight. Between each round, you buy attachments, killstreaks, perk. It actually sounds like a cool concept to me. This is the Vanguard, but yeah.
Yeah. So obviously, I just like the way Battlefield. I like the direction they're going in, trying to get a lot of variety. I think
they're all trying to do something different now.
Yeah.
They're trying to mix the BR up a bit.
Yeah, they're trying to change the formula. So, and I think it's rightfully so. I'm not saying it's getting dry, because obviously it's killing it in the market, but you've got Apex, Warzone, Fortnite.
Dry. I think they just don't put cool events in and keep you interested and change the
I'm talking about the battle royale genre. I like that they're trying to change it up a bit.
I like that too, 100%.
Yeah,
but it's also not helped that the updates aren't great, is it? For most of the games, Apex included, Fortnite do a decent job from what I hear. I mean, I jumped into Fortnite the other day with Brad and got 3 wins out of 3 games. So, and it's just a terrible game, Fika. It's just so boring.
Not many people are going to be happy you said that.
It just doesn't gel with me, Fortnite. But anyway, so a bit of a Escape from Tarkov game mode. That's, again, this is going to separate them from the big players as their own sort of, and, this is going to be AAA. This is going to be, you would think, high quality, no bugs and glitches. Well, let's pray. If it all runs smoothly, look, they're looking good here. It's just
exactly.
It's now going to just come down to just the servers working well, everything working smoothly enough, and that sort of thing. Sometimes a bumpy launch can really hurt the product. Next story, Blue Box. we've got to give up on these guys now. This is crazy because we pushed the last episode back a couple of days for this exact game. We should have done it because they end up just showing the teaser again within the game.
It was
with a 5 gig update.
And the Twitter video they released was the same thing. So
my question is crazy. Yeah.
Why? Why did they do that? For me, like, look, Dan and I and Jordan have always talked about like the teasing, the abandon. We love the myth, like the conspiracy. We love the hype, the teasing, all that sort of stuff. But it gets to a point. It gets to a point. And yeah. I'm still patient. Like, I don't, like I said last week, I still stand by the whole, like, you know,
but you're not one to be, you weren't waiting around for the trailer all day, like
but
some people.
That's what I'm saying. But yeah. So I'm one of the people who wasn't waiting. So I'm not that vested, but I do feel for the people who are waiting, who downloaded the app, who were trying. And not only that, it was just such a bad release because not only was the app delayed, they showed the video before the reveal. Like, they showed the video of what was being shown as a Twitter GIF. And that was the whole thing. It was literally a 4-second video. So, and it was like required a 5-gig update. It's like a 20-gig download.
Wouldn't Sony step in? Wouldn't PlayStation step in and put a stop to this if it was something stupid?
I agree. And Kojima surely would have said something by now because I don't know if Kojima would comment on these things, but
he might be in on it just to help them. I don't know.
That's why the fact that he's not saying anything. Yeah. Like, I just think it's a really bad move. And I know that the reason why the app was like 20 gig or something and there was a 5-gig patch and all that was because there was all the other trailers just locked. They were all locked. So I'm assuming you've got all the data for that maybe and they've just got to unlock it periodically.
But silly. It doesn't make, you know what's crazy? They said, oh, we're working on a patch, guys. The graphical glitch. But then what graphical glitch? You showed a 4-second teaser. It doesn't quite make sense.
I don't get that either.
It actually makes sense.
Why? Yeah, for a YouTube video. No, a Twitter GIF. Why does that require a graphics? Like, you know, it's why was there bizarre. Technical issues? Yeah.
I've seen people just said they've had enough now and they're blocking the account. They're not worrying. I don't put much stake in those people. They'll be back to look what's next.
Yeah.
And the mystery continues, but
if you see the app,
not waiting around for anything.
Yeah. There are like 7 or so tiles, and 4 of the tiles are like teasing segments. I'm assuming they're going to periodically release these teaser videos, and the bottom 2 tiles are like gameplay you can actually play. So I don't know. It was just a really bad execution. Like, if it was well executed, I would be so hyped, but it's just left a bad taste in your mouth, isn't it? And I love this sort of stuff. I love the teasing conspiracies, and when they play on it, but they just did such a bad job of rolling it out. And yeah, it just seems really silly the way they've done it. So, really unfortunate. And even if it went smoothly, it was a 4-second video. How could anyone have been hyped about a 4-second video after this whole tease of like some reveal event and all this sort of stuff? It was a 4-second video.
Did you see the history of Blue Box?
Yeah,
been going for 6 years, and they've had all these games that have gone in and out of development.
Yeah,
was that fake?
I'm not sure. I think it was a Reddit user who found that out, and basically, every game they've worked on in the past 5 or 6 years has, you know, been announced, promised to release, had some technical issues, had to delay it, and that's always happened, and then they've had to cancel it. That's always pretty much happened.
Man. That's really strange, don't you think?
It is, but yeah, I just don't understand.
Like, that's a big master plan if Kojima or someone is
okay. The fact that they got a PlayStation blog article on them,
that's another thing. And yeah. Jeff Keighley was talking to
them. The logo looks so much like PS Studios or PlayStation Studios logo.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too many. The evidence leads to this being something. Just
and it's a PlayStation 5 exclusive. I mean, why would an indie developer just go to one console? They all go to everywhere to try and maximize sales as an indie developer. Mm. You know, so there's still a smelly feeling. There's still something going on, but there's people that think this is just a long ruse and this is nothing.
Nah, it's definitely the evidence. If you look at the evidence and all the connections, it points to something. It points to it being more than just a fortunate event, a series of fortunate events, you know?
Yeah. But even, Shuhei Yoshida said he had no idea. And I saw a Jeff Keighley Q&A and he said, Hassan promised me some images but I haven't had him in months. I'm thinking, is this guy acting? Because last time it was mentioned, he laughed, and now he's full serious about, I don't know, man. It's a long con. I don't know. It's crazy. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah. I've never have.
No.
No.
Now, another game I haven't seen anything like, Marvel's Avengers.
Oh, no.
What a segue. The senior designer confirmed Spider-Man is still on track for 2021. So we mentioned this last week. Where's Spider-Man? Is he coming out? What's going on? Well, the senior designer says it's on track for 2021, which to me means it's coming 2022. They said the same thing for Horizon. It's on track for this year. That means, nah, it's not coming.
Yeah. You don't say on track. You say it's coming out. You know, if they say it's on track,
you're leaving it open.
You're leaving room. Yeah, leaving room for a delay. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, we have Hawkeye, Kate Bishop. Now we have the War for Wakanda, which is going to be the Black Panther DLC. So that but comes
it's still
out
on their radar. So they're still going to develop. They're still working on this game. Like, they're still backing themselves to bring this back.
Mm.
Can they do a No Man's Sky Viker?
No, they can't. No, they can't.
In
no.
3 years, no. They have 50 Avengers, no. A wealth no. of content.
No.
Bosses aren't sponges no. anymore. It's not possible in your mind.
Well, it is possible, but here's what this is the issue. No Man's Sky mechanically changed the entire game in terms of its mechanics, gameplay, its gameplay loop, and the features available in the game. They changed the entire gameplay structure. What Marvel's Avengers and Crystal Dynamics are doing are just adding DLC, adding levels, adding campaigns, adding cutscenes to the already boring gameplay loop. They're just making you play more of it with a different character. Yeah. So I definitely don't think
it's boring. Let's point that out.
I mean, yes, let me, but I'm saying majority wise, there's a reason why there's not many people playing.
So
that
why
game.
Did we feel when we played it early and we had a preview, we thought it felt good. Do you think it's just because it feels good for the first few hours and then it gets stale?
You and I both said this game's going to be fun for about 5 hours and then it's going to wear thin.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't have the magic, because there are games, don't get me wrong, where the gameplay loop is so repetitive but so fun. And the biggest one I can think of is Destiny. Like, Destiny is very, very repetitive if you think about it, but
so fun. Yeah.
So fun. Mm. Like, the gameplay loop is so much fun. And Dan and myself played Destiny 1, Destiny 2, went to max light level. Like, we had so much fun with those games.
Mm.
But, there is a way you can do it. There is a way you can do it. And Anthem and Avengers and these sort of games, unfortunately, couldn't nail it. Couldn't nail it.
Mm. To me, it was like all the characters felt similar when they should have.
Yeah.
I don't know how they felt similar.
I just thought, like, things like the upgrade tree was, like, far too much. There was, like, little useless upgrades. When you spread the upgrade tree thing.
I remember you going off on that.
Yeah, it's just, like, a 2%.
Yeah, 2% where you don't feel it, you know.
Yeah, you don't feel it. There's nothing, like, major. Like, upgrade trees have gotten far too stupid. They've gotten far too sparse. Like, I think one game that actually did a really good upgrade tree was Far Cry 3. Because every upgrade, you sort of got like a new ability. Like, do you remember the one where if you execute a guy, you can get a knife out of his pocket and hit another guy, or you can drag bodies? Like, those are actual gameplay differentials that actually make it better. Here, it's just slightly stronger punches, a better buff, an extra attack on your triangle. Like, there could be some difference there, but it's not gameplay changing. It's not creative. There's no creativity. A lot of these, you know, one game I had a big problem with that was I've just forgotten the game, but it was a lot of games that are like that, where it's just, Valhalla, of course. How could I forget one of the worst games? Valhalla. Do you remember that? Do you remember that upgrade tree? There's like thousands.
But I think it gets away with it because it's an RPG.
No, it's lazy.
Skyrim does the same. They got away with it.
But it was just like extra attack 2%, extra this 4%, extra this 2%, extra stealth, extra this, extra that. And I'm like, there's nothing changing here. Yes, there were some things that changed, but I just want some, like, I'd rather have
Arkham Knight. Was it Arkham Knight that had a good one?
Arkham wasn't too bad from memory.
Am I thinking of Spider-Man does it well. Because Spider-Man's not bad. That was like Far Cry. It added everything was useful.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, everything was useful. Yeah, yeah, almost stuff. But I think the main gist of what I'm trying to say is I want quality over quantity. You know,
games, I usually go every time I'll go for the health option. I don't know about you.
Yeah, yeah.
To max my health. That's the first thing I go for.
And you know what the reason they do this is basic, like, say, gamer psychology, but basic psychology. The more, even if the rewards are little, the more you're rewarded and you have the feel of upgrading and getting a skill point, the better. But, you know, because it's not going to work where you say have a few meaningful upgrades, but maybe you need 4 or 5 skill points, because you earn a skill point, you're like, what's the point?
Because the game is RPG, you want to spend.
Yeah, you want to spend. So I understand. Yeah. I understand it's a hard thing to balance. Yeah. But I just think Avengers obviously had that issue. And look, the cutscenes and the level, like the story, was apparently pretty good, and I really enjoyed that part of it. But the war table, and you just, I don't know, it was just quite repetitive. And oh well, I think hopefully, like, I would love for this, like, maybe you're right, Dan, maybe when all the DLC comes out, and then there comes like some Game of the Year edition, not that it ever wins Game of the Year, but like some edition, complete edition, maybe it's worth it then. Maybe people will pick it up.
Diablo 2 Resurrected open beta has been revealed for the
13th of August.
Well, that's already happened. So the open beta is the 20th. That was the early access. Yep. So the open beta is 20th in,
to the 22nd. And then 23rd of September is the launch day.
Yeah. And I haven't played much Diablo. I actually went into this early access beta. I just had no idea what I was doing, and I wasn't in the mind frame to get into that game. But I will in the open beta. I might go back or launch day, because people rave about it and say I'll love it. So, you know, but it's just
worth giving a go.
It's worth giving a go. Is it on PlayStation? It is. It's on PS4 and 5. Yeah.
It's developed by Vicarious Visions as well.
Yeah. I was playing it on PC, but yeah, it is coming to PS4, 5, Series X. And it's obviously a remake or remaster. I don't know the specifics there.
It is a ground up remaster.
Yeah. And it looks a lot different. If you do the side by side, it's crazy.
Yeah, 100%.
So people will enjoy that one. GTA Trilogy, Vicar. Did you hear about this? Oh boy. News?
Yeah, I'm very excited. So Kotaku was reporting basically that, and we got this from Press Start. So basically, that a GTA Remaster Trilogy is coming to PS5, PS4, Series X, or Xbox One, PC, and Switch. Well, I guess Switch, fair enough. So the trilogy is going to include
PS2.
Yeah, that's true. So Switch can just barely run it, but the trilogy.
That's come from a guy that definitely doesn't own a Switch, hey?
I can't wait to own a Switch, but I'm waiting for whenever.
When are you going
to
do that?
Whenever this pro model will come out, whenever that comes out. Yeah. So the trilogy will include GTA 3, Vice City, and San Andreas. The games will be remastered Unreal.
This isn't confirmed, is it?
Well, it's Kotaku is reporting this, so they must have gotten it from a source somewhere, because there's a bit of information in this report. Because basically, what they're saying is
it's pretty specific.
Which is what brings brevity, which brings legitimacy. So the games will be remastered in Unreal with a mix of old and new graphics. You're going to be able to,
weren't they already? Aren't these already out on PS4? Didn't I play them?
Yeah, they were ports.
Okay.
So these
graphics are going to be
newer graphics remastered in Unreal, GTA in the Unreal 5? Engine.
Graphics?
I don't know. Oh, maybe. Okay. Basically, apparently, so Unreal Engine does interest me to see what it will be like. That one of the Kotaku sources said he was able to see the footage in action and said the visuals reminded them of a heavily modded version of GTA, where with the UI and the games all being updated.
Why wouldn't you drop these one by one instead of 3-in-1?
Nah, you got to do a 3-in-1. Like, everyone's going to get it. Everyone. That's the quintessential GTA trilogy, in my opinion. GTA 3, Vice City, San Andreas. Okay. More than Vice City, San Andreas 4. I would say 3 Vice City, San Andreas. They were the ones I grew up
with. So many people kicking themselves. They're desperate for a 4 remake, a remaster, yeah. And they're not getting it again. They gave any love to 4.
Do you know the GTA 3 was very underrated? It was a lot of fun. When I played that years ago.
I never
years
played
ago.
It, believe it or not.
It was really good. It was really good.
Well, maybe I did, but a lot of fun. I remember playing
it. Yeah. It was so Rockstar Dundee. So they're this studio in Scotland. So Rockstar acquired them. So they before they were acquired, they worked on the MCC, Master Chief Collection, and Crackdown 2 and 3. So basically. Okay. The plans for the release were shifted a lot. Originally, they were going to be given to the people who purchased the next gen ports of GTA 5, but then they were moved to a standalone release
because they get more money because they know exactly. People are going to buy both. Why give them everything?
100%. That would have been a smart bundle. I got to admit, that would have been a smart.
Would have been
bundle.
Smart, but then they realized they're going to buy both.
Yeah, so they wanted to put that's a good point actually. They're going to put standalone around late October to early November. It also suggests the Kotaku report
this year.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. It's not going to be that. I mean, I don't think it's going to be that hard to remaster. You know,
no, but I think it'd be a big deal. Like I'd probably cover this.
Yeah, I'm excited. Vice City is still my favorite GTA of all time, like hands down. Mm. San Andreas is probably a close second. So
I'm switched. I think I'm the opposite.
Yeah, I think Vice City for me was just, I don't know, something about that game was so special, even though it was probably like there's less you can do compared to San Andreas. It was just special to me.
I like the setting.
So, yeah. So it looks like it's going to be, apparently it's confirmed 4K 60 FPS and it'll also have expanded content as well. So although they don't know what will be expanded on, but... Looks they really just, interesting.
They don't give any love to GTA 4, which is the best reviewed, I think, of the whole, of all of them, or one of, up there.
Dude, I can still to this day, like, mentally drive around Vice City, like, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
I was watching, Need for Speed Underground, like, gameplay the other day.
Yeah.
That gave me some flashbacks.
I can still remember like every map, every car to like Need for Speed High Stakes, Need for Speed Hot Pursuit.
Really?
Man. The old Need for Speeds, man.
Do you remember the song for Underground? The play?
Do the window.
Get low. Oh, man. That's ingrained.
And then Underground 2, Rider is on the Storm.
Oh, wow. Oh,
with
wow.
With Snoop Dogg.
Confusions were born.
Man, how good were the old EA days, man?
That's when you could use, you know, that sort of music. Now they don't use it anymore, not often, do they? I guess they do. It's because of streaming and that. If you can't stream with that on, can you?
That's why you got to have like a streamers mode, right? To like you can turn off all in-game music and stuff.
They got that in COD.
Yeah, so they hide your username and stuff. Yeah.
Well, no, I think it turns the music off as well.
It's just stop.
Copyright music, I think. PS5 SSD impressions. This is live. You can put the SSD in.
Yep. I'm gonna have to buy one. You can. Yeah. You're gonna have to buy one.
I'm gonna buy one or two terabytes, you reckon?
2 terabytes is gonna be a lot. Now, Mark Cerny did say you got to make sure it's heat synced. Now, most SSDs already are heat synced, so that's not really an issue. People make it out to be this big issue. Oh, we need to get a heat sync, but pretty much most SSDs are heat synced, but it's always good to check because some SSDs come without a heat sync.
Everyone's saying go to the WD Black.
Yeah,
the
WD Gigabyte Black. Even 7000. Mark Cerny himself, said. Yeah. Yeah, he said, I'm pretty sure he said WD Black as well. He personally recommended. Now, for the specs, you
which
just
happen
make
to be
sure.
The most expensive, by the way.
You got to just make sure it's 5.5 or 5,500 megabits per second or faster.
Yeah.
And you can obviously choose, there's different things like the form factor, the cooling structure you need. It needs to be greater than a certain dimension or less than or something. And then the interface, and there's certain specs you can look online, but you just got to make sure that 5.5 number. And I think, is it like I get it. Warzone is probably filling everyone's hard drive now, but there's like no games for me to like actually warrant like fitting in. Like I've just got Ratchet.
You will though. Next year you'll need it. So I'll,
and I think
I'll get it soon.
You're future proofing yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think 1 terabyte is enough.
Yeah. It should be enough. Yeah. Should be enough.
For the long term.
Especially if you don't have COD.
And when are you gonna need 1 terabyte will fit at least 5 games, right? When are you going to be playing 5 games simultaneously, excluding your PlayStation storage? Mm. So, you know, each to their own.
Yeah. Okay. I might have to get one soon. Maybe the PS5 Central YouTube will do a tutorial. I heard they do great tutorials over on YouTube.
Yeah. If you ever need to know how to set up the PS5 vertically or horizontally, have a look at the YouTube channel. You'll find a comprehensive video.
Okay, Twisted Metal and Wipeout games for PS5. Tom Henderson, notorious leaker, he reckons 2023 for Twisted Metal.
My question is, why wasn't this Destruction All-Stars?
This is my theory. Those guys are now moving on to this project, the guys that worked on Destruction All-Stars. But well, then the they've only got 2 years. Is that not, it's not enough time, is it?
The rumor is...
Who is it?
The Lucid Games, which are those guys, they're going to be doing the Wipeout game, apparently.
What?
And
you put them on...
I mean, they're both racing.
Destruction wasn't that good, so...
Yeah.
Maybe you don't put them on it.
I mean, Wipeout is a very revered game. But the other thing is they're apparently going to have full support for Sony's next-gen VR headset. So they're already forward-thinking with this game.
Okay, that's big.
Dude, well, I'm not sure about Twisted Metal, but for Wipeout.
Wipeout's good,
dude.
One.
Wipeout's such a fast game on VR. I'm just gonna die of the motion sickness. I don't know how that's gonna work.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, it's too fast.
But
yeah, you're right.
The Twisted Metal's always been interesting because the thing is, Battle Royale's in, and Twisted Metal was just a car battle royale. Like I always thought this was such a great idea to do, and I'm just not sure why they haven't done it, but now they are. And it looks like it's going to be like an ex-dev project, well, for Wipeout. So the ex-dev team is like where they work with those independent studios.
Jordan said to me, can you help me with the Destruction All-Stars Platinum? I said, it's actually easier now than it was when I did it. I got the Platinum for the game. It's easier now because they've added bots in the game. So it's not real-life people, and every game is filled with bots because no one's playing it. So you've got all these idiots running around, and it's just much easier because they're AI. You know, they're quite predictable, really. So, you know, suck it, Jordan. Get in there. But no, Wipeout is a very esteemed title that has never sold that well, but seems to always have pretty good reviews, a good little community.
Had one of the hardest plats.
One of the hardest plats, yeah. And Twisted Metal, I'm very curious to see if this does come out, the hype around it, because to me, the brand value is not very high.
It isn't.
No.
The last time we saw Sweet Tooth was where, Dan?
Oh, no. Was it really? All-Stars.
PlayStation All-Stars. 2012. Battle Royale. 2012.
So 9 years.
Well, Twisted Metal did come out in 2012 as well. But I think All-Stars came out after that.
I'd love to
that,
know the sales figures for that 2012 game. Not good, I would say.
It got... Yeah, it wasn't reviewed... That's
didn't
favorably.
Well either, no.
It was very dark. I remember it was like about a serial killer and there was like these cut scenes. It was like, yeah, interesting nonetheless.
Last story, or second last, there's not a single PS5, PS4 game in the Japanese sale charts, missing from the entire top 30. Mm. Wow, and this is a company that used to dominate Japanese.
Sony's a Japanese company, man.
Japanese company.
Yeah, they had the foothold in Japan. Xbox, we know, notoriously cannot get in to the Japanese market.
But they've also sold a million bike in Japan. That's what doesn't quite make sense to me. A million of the sales of the 10 are Japan.
Well, you've got to remember.
They can't sell the software.
Japan's culture is all handheld gaming. You know, that's why the Vita or the PSP did so well. It's why the Switch is doing so well in Japan. If you remember, Xbox, because they couldn't even get into Japan, they had to reduce the price of their Xboxes in Japan just to see if they can get, like, the Japanese market. But I think it's just a sad reality of Sony slowly losing their foothold in their own country. We know that, you know, the PS4, they released the PlayStation first in America over Japan. And that says a lot about their what their main demographic is, what their main priority is, obviously the US, which is fair enough because they've got the biggest population, the biggest consumer base. But yeah, I just think they're losing it. They need, if they released a portable PlayStation version, like a PS Vita 2 or whatever they release, it would be good. But I don't, they don't look like they're doing that.
Was this story PS5 exclusive? Or just in general, I think it's exclusive, right?
No, PS5 or PS4 game.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's just all Nintendo, I'm guessing.
All Nintendo Switch titles from position 1 to position 30. It's no all way. Switch.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
It's dominating, man.
Mm.
Yeah, look at this. Switch hardware sales, 60,000 for the month. PS5 was 11,000. PS4 was 1,000. And the Switch Lite, 12,000. Oh, man, that Switch. It's going off over there, isn't it? Unbelievable. Yeah. Switch is a real success. I never thought it'd be this successful. I got to be honest. I never thought it would be this successful. Now, what's out this week, Vikarth, in terms of games? It's been very dry, but finally a couple of games, a couple of stuff to look out for this week. Marvel's Avengers War for Wakanda DLC, August 17th. You've got 12 minutes on Xbox Series X, PC. I'm looking forward to that one for sure.
Madden 22.
Madden 22, August 20th, and Ghost of Tsushima Director's
Cut. That's the one I'll be playing. That's the one I'll be playing.
There's three or four games there.
I think Rims Racing as well, which is, I believe, a pretty favored motorbike racing game.
Rims Racing, PS5. So a couple of games there that you should look out for.
Ghost of Tsushima, I cannot wait.
Really? You excited?
Cannot wait. The multiplayer is, oh man. I hope there's matchmaking.
So you're going to try and get us back in to that multiplayer or what?
I'll work my magic.
Beautiful. All right. So before we go, Vike, is there anything that you played this week?
Yeah, Ratchet. I know that's a bit late, but I've been playing a bit. I finished Mass Effect 1. Yeah. Playing Mass Effect 2. I just started it. I love Mass Effect 1.
It's remastered, yeah? It's not a port. It's a remaster.
No. It's all remastered, yeah. Mass Effect 1's very different. It plays very different.
Do you notice the difference?
Yeah, the graphics are a lot smoother. Like, it looks nice on that higher frame rate. And obviously, there's a lot of quality of life, especially Mass Effect 1. There's, like, a lot of quality of life changes.
Are you playing it different to when you did...
Yeah.
Were you playing it the exact same?
I think when I was younger, I was always very idealistic. So I would always be the ultimate like goody-goody. So like even if it was a decision I didn't resonate with, I would just paragon speech, paragon this, paragon that. But now I play a bit more. I do some evil choices if they benefit me, do some good choices. I like actually try to put my own morality to it and try to be a bit more balanced, which is pretty cool. And I like that. I like it being a bit more of a balanced shepherd. And yeah, obviously changed my, like before I let Ashley die. I let Caden die and Ashley live. And now I let Ashley die. And now Caden's going to live in Mass Effect 1. That was like one of the big choices in the game. So I'm going to be playing with a character I've never played with before in any of the Mass Effect games because he died in the first game. So now I'm going to be playing with him the whole game, which would be pretty cool. I've never really played with Caden, so it'd be interesting. And yeah, started playing Mass Effect 2, which I'm really excited for because that's the best one, my favorite. Ratchet and Clank, played a lot of that. I think about 70% through. And I'm just really loving that game. Like, I'm just so much fun. Rivet, so good. I've just been up to the arc. I won't spoil anything, but yeah. And I also love the...
You haven't finished it.
No, about 70%, I think.
So to me, that says it isn't that good. If it's taking you that long.
Oh, I only have 2 days a week that I can play these games. So I have to play Warzone, Mass Effect, Ratchet, all in those 2 days. So I'm very slow, but I love these games.
Why
can't you play tonight?
Why do you need to sleep?
I've got to go to bed. That's what happens when you work two jobs and study as well part-time. But I think it's just what I love about Ratchet is... you know, the testament to a good game is when you don't actually... The testament to a creativity of a game is when you don't rely on one weapon. I think Doom did this very well. I also think Ratchet is doing this very well. And what even makes Ratchet better is actually I'm using the second weapon wheel as well, which normally I never would because I'm just like, it's too much work for me to switch to the next weapon wheel. And like, but I'm actually starting to use it. It's fun, some of the weapons. The other thing is...
the ammo runs this out too quick.
See, that's what I was going to say. So I think this is one of the things where we had that game's difficulty debate. Does difficulty change the experience and all that? In the harder difficulties, because enemies are a bit spongier, a bit harder to kill, they do more damage, they spend more time dodging, which means you miss more, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You run out of ammo pretty quick, which makes you have to switch between weapons. And actually, I have to like take care of choosing, okay, these are the enemies, I want to use this weapon. I actually have to think about the weapons I'm using. It actually enhances the gameplay experience. It really does. And I'm just enjoying upgrading these new weapons and realizing, oh, this is like, I'm going to use a Negaton Collider for these guys. I'm going to, you know, the flying enemies you're going to use, maybe the blast pistol. Or close up, you're going to use the more shotgun. So, yeah, I'm really, really enjoying it. I think it's such a fun game. Great story, great writing. Humor's on point. Graphics look good. Jen Hale is great. Yep. Can't say much more about it. I can't wait to finish it. Can't wait to, yeah. And then I'll maybe move on to Godfall.
Finally, you need to get that done sooner rather than later. Shit. It's only like 4 hours, isn't it? I mean, you'll beat it in a day.
I think it's 12, but yeah,
it's a day. I played, as I said, Fortnite. Don't ask me why. I just wanted to jump in, and I'm 3 from 3. I think I was.
You wanted to watch Ariana Grande, didn't you?
I just wanted to see what the fuss was about, and I just don't get it. But anyway,
you need to get good at the building.
The building mechanics. I understand that could be a cool mechanic, but I don't know, man. The game just doesn't flow with me for some reason. Then I jumped into Apex, which was another scuff. Very sweaty players, really got to concentrate, and you have to focus your engagements. Because if you rush like you do in Warzone, it will not work out for you well, because you'll get third partied or something will happen. Like, you've got to be very strategic. You've got to move away, come in, move away, you know, because you've got such a big health. There's different variants at play. There's three player. Like, there's a lot to think about. I'm only just starting and just in that wave of Apex. So I don't know if I'll get into it, but I find the game a lot of fun. And then I've played through Resident Evil 4, which is one of the all-time classics. Very action-y. This is a different, you know, the first three, very survival horror oriented. And then this one became, you know, this one was very action-y. I want you to tell me, why does the president get Leon Kennedy with one first aid spray to come and save his daughter? Where's the rest of the army, bro? Why just one guy to take on this whole fucking village? I mean, it's so funny when you think about it. It's so stupid. It's a classic 2000 and early 2000 game. It holds up, man. And if they're doing the remake, it's gonna blow people away. They can really refine some things. It's just the controls, very wonky and a bit outdated. But if they give it the RE2 remake vibe, I mean, they'll sell some units. That's for sure. It could be the highest selling in history if they do it well. And so I'm playing through it, nearly beating it. It's a long game, man. It's a long game. It's about, I want to say, 12 to 16 hours, which is long for Resident Evil. And then we played a bit of Warzone. It's still full of hackers, so it's, you know, we got to win. Waiting
for that anti-cheat coming out.
We got to win. We've heard about the anti-cheat, but yes, that was about it for me. Actually, I played a little bit of the Olympics game as well. Do you ever play any of those Olympic games, Vi? Like, back in the day,
I do like them.
Athens 2004.
Yeah.
This one was, Tokyo 2020. It's very wacky. It's a bit of fun. I think we'd have a lot of fun if we got all the boys over.
Yeah.
And played.
Yeah.
Like a bit of beach volleyball.
Yeah.
Even if we all never played it and we just have a 100-meter sprint. We never play. So it's, you know, it's a free field. Everyone's got the same skill going in, and you could have a blast, I reckon. But there's no longevity to it, that's for sure. And now the Olympics are over, there's no real, you know, it's...
Imagine if the ultimate Olympics game, like they spent $1 billion budget, right?
And so every game is like really fleshed out.
Yeah, like for the soccer, they just hired FIFA. They just hired EA to do FIFA. For like the basketball, they just hired 2K. And like for the archery, they, I don't know, hired Crystal Dynamics to do like the Tomb Raider archery or something like that. And it was just every game was just this absolutely fleshed out mini game. That would be pretty fun. I'd dig that.
Dude, Athens 2004 is a better game mechanically and gameplay-wise than 2020. If you go back to 2004 Athens... Besides a couple of things, like for Athens 2004, the sprinting, the 100-meter sprint, is tapping the X as fast as you can, which will kill your controller. Whereas in this game, it's a bit different. So,
what's the mechanic like in this for the sprinting?
Oh, it's the thing is, they do it with swimming. It's like Guitar Hero style.
You go time it, okay.
That sort of thing.
Yeah. Did you ever play the game Quop on the computer?
Yeah, that was tough, man. That fucking game. That did my head in.
That was a hoot. I also
did... What was that game? What was it?
That was just a random game. No, it was just... I think there was a long jump at the end, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was just a sprint, and no one could ever make it past like 5 meters because it was just so hard to run.
Oh, that's going back old school, yeah.
That is... I also did play some Age of Empires as well. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, keen for number 4 in anticipation. I didn't buy the DLC, but my friend who I was playing with, he had the new DLC that came out of AoE 2, the new Civs. So, good fun to get into that.
Yeah. All right, Vike, it's been a pleasure as always. Before I let you go, is there going to be an announcement by next week? Are they going to reveal anything?
Nah.
Far out.
What do you think?
They reckon there may be something at Jeff Keighley's opening night. Maybe. I don't know. People were asking Jeff, you know, in the usual, like, you know, is GTA 6 going to be there, Jeff? Is there going to be a big reveal, Jeff? Like Elden Ring? And pretty much, no, there's not.
Yeah.
There's not going to be anything at that scale. He said a couple of games that are coming out later this year, some updates on them, which means your Call of Duty's, Battlefields, Far Cry's, probably another trailer or something, you know.
Mm.
It's going to be, I don't even think I'll tune in live, to be honest. We need a PlayStation event, man. We need to see what they're doing.
Do you know it's been a year since there's been a major PlayStation? It's
just crazy.
Major PlayStation event. It's been 1 year today, I think. So,
and that was when the one that we watched, yeah? You and me?
Yeah, we watched pretty sure. Yeah, that was like a year ago almost.
All right, man. So, with the reveal of the console.
Yeah, that's what they need to do. They need a major event, show VR, show Hasan Karaman with his blue box game or whatever it is, show Hideo God Kojima
of War, gameplay,
show God of War, Horizon,
Hideo's next game. Yeah, that'd go off. Yeah,
it'd be its own E3.
Guerrilla's next shooter that's in the works.
Oh, well, yeah,
don't forget about that. Yeah,
not Tom Clancy's X Defiant.
What's happening to that game? When's
no
that
one
out?
Cares.
When's that out, man? I have not heard that game just fell off the face of the earth.
That did.
Defiant release date. X Defiant. The first closed beta is August 5th, which we've already done. No, is there no release date? No firm release. Yeah, okay. They're going to hold off until next year, as everyone is. Man, next year is going to be crazy. All right, guys. Thanks for watching. Make sure you share the podcast with a friend if you know a friend who loves PlayStation. Leave us a 5-star review on Apple or wherever you're watching. Subscribe on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. Support us, and we'll see you next week.
Later.